he's alright. I say he's alright. Say yeah. Say yeah. Is he alright now? Won't God bless your life? Won't God heal your body? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Won't he tell you that you're his own? Say, won't he do it? Anybody say, won't he do it? Say yes. Do you believe? If you believe, you ought to be a follower. Jesus said, if any man follow me, let him take up his cross and follow. If you're going to come after me, take up your cross. Now we take it up, then we complain about how heavy it is. Everybody is not going to like you. They didn't like Jesus, and they ain't going to like you.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn to Proverbs 16:25, read in your devotional hearing. Proverbs 16:25. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. When you have it, say amen. All right, begin reading now.
There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the wings of death.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. For just a little while, I want to ask a question. Do you know which way you're going? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, do you really know which way you are going? Turn to the other neighbor and say, neighbor, do you really know which way you are going. Now, ask yourself, do I really know which way I'm going? My brothers and sisters, it is so vitally important. It is imperatively important that we figure out the answer to that question. Because the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The same man that's taken the pattern or the path that he is taking. It seems right to him. Most people who have made choices and decisions in life, and whether they have recognized the circumstances and consequences, be they favorable or unfavorable, have made a choice, at least they've lived as they believe. In other words, a man's choosing, his own decisions, are generally right in his own mind, in his own conscience, in his own heart, in his own thoughts. The decisions that we make most times, even though there may be opposition to our decisions, we think we know best. And we think we know what's best for us. And so if anybody's going to tell me which way to go, it ought to be me. After all, I know me better than you know me. And so the way, listen, that I choose to go, I have decided it is best for me. Now, this is one of the wisest men on earth speaking, Solomon, about directions. Directions, the way the road represents directions. The late Ernest Hollins used to say all the time, and many of our deacons would bear witness to this fact, that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. How true is that? If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Why? Because you have no destination in mind. So here, when he talks about the way, the inference is on two things. It's on directions and it's on destination. Directions and destination. If you're going to get to your destination, you need directions. Especially if you have not been there before. Now listen at this, because the difference between directions and destination depends on the direct route or the detoured route. And the only thing that differs between the direct route and the detoured route is details. Details. That's why the details fits within the parameters of seemeth right. It's the details. You see, the way that seemeth right, that seemeth right unto a man, is not the same way necessarily that is right to God. So if I don't confer with, get my directions from, instructions from, if I don't get my intel from the one who knows the way, then if I figure on my own, through my own resources, through my own ability to figure this from that, syllogistically deduce from cause to effect, if I go here, I ought to get here, does not necessarily mean that I will end up in the destination I desire. Because unless I have correct details, I cannot take the direct route. And without the right details, I am subject to hit detoured routes, which delay and detour me many times from reaching my destination. Well, what are you talking about? All of this has to do with whether a man ways pleases him or pleases God. The way that we go is determined by decisions we make every day. Do you realize that every day of your life and all day many times of your life, you're making decision after decision after decision? Now notice this about each and every decision. It's going to bring you closer to your destination or take you further away from your destination by every decision you make. When you get in your car, and let's just suppose before we had GPS, because even with GPS, we still make mistakes. We pass up turns we should have turned, no. Many times we don't hear the tone or the warning that this is the proper place, even though the woman counts down in 600 feet and 400 feet and 200 feet, etc. Many times we're distracted and miss our exit or our turns, etc. So even with GPS, we mess up. But let's just say we have a map. And in order to go to our destination, and we map out which place takes us which place, which direction takes us to the next spot. And every spot takes us to the next spot that takes us to the next spot, which means that I've got to get to the first spot before I get to the second spot. If I don't get to the first spot right, then my whole trip can be messed up. If I leave this parking lot headed to New Orleans, and instead of going east, I decide I want to go west and stay going west because west feels like it's right. Now listen, I want to be clear. I will get to New Orleans going west, but it is a detoured route, which is filled with delays because I am going in the wrong direction. And every decision we make that is not a decision that is based on the word, the will, and the way of God will take us in the wrong direction. And therefore, it means that it's going to end up in a way that I don't want to end up in, but because I've not paid attention to the details of the map that guides me in the right direction, and me paying attention and following that map, I'm not going to get a direct path to my destination. The way that seemeth right unto a man are the end are the ways of death. The ways, why didn't it say the way of death? I give you one helpful holy hint. I'm almost through here, because I think you get my point. The ways of death are plural because there are many ways to die. Death represents the final end on planet Earth. It's the conclusion. It means it is complete here. Now, all of us know that for the believer, the end doesn't mean the end for the believer. But here's the truth of the matter. The end is not the end for the unbeliever. It simply means that you have come to the point where you have reached your destination on earth. And from that point on, all the decisions that you have made are weighed in a balance. And if they are the decisions of God, then heaven is your end result. If they are the end, disobeying God, taking the wrong turns, then here where you stop living on earth but begin to live eternally means then that you live in hell. You see, you reach your final destination, and that's going to be heaven or hell, because once you stop breathing, once the blood stopped flowing in your veins, you can't make no more decisions. And so you have got the final input when the end of life comes from you. But there are ways. Let's look at the example of the first persons on planet Earth, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. There was a way that seemeth right to Adam and Eve, but the end thereof was the ways of death. Listen. God told Adam not to eat off that tree of knowledge, good and evil. That was forbidden in the midst of the garden for him to eat from. Adam knew that. Eve knew that. But then the serpent came and said to them, you know, when God told y'all, if y'all eat off this fruit, y'all will surely die. Yeah, we heard him say that. Well, guess what? Y'all ain't gonna surely die. We're not gonna surely die. No, y'all not gonna surely die. You know why God really don't want you to eat? Why? Because if you eat off that tree, you're going to become wise like him. In other words, you're going to become a little God like him. Oh, really? Ah. So here, deception, and I'm going to deal with this later, but deception enters into the picture. And where there is deception, the end result of deception played out to its fullest is death. Death comes most times because of deceptions, being deceived. And the worst person to deceive us is ourselves. But here's what I need you to see. Satan deceived Eve. Eve deceived Adam. And they ate. Why did they eat off that tree? Because it seemeth right to them. They didn't see no harm in it. What was wrong with eating it? First of all, here we've got someone, they didn't know him, that was their first time meeting him. Never had an occasion to meet the serpent any time before that experience. And God, they knew, God had walked with them, God had made them in his image and his likeness, God had breathed breath into them, gave them life. I mean, he dealt with them every evening, he would walk in fellowship with them, and they chose to believe a stranger over God. Now I want you to see something. I'm almost through. Listen to this. The ways of death. Satan was partially right, because God didn't kill them instantly. He did not. Satan gave a half-truth. The half-truth was the fact that they would not die immediately. But he says, surely die. And they misinterpreted with surely die, with they ain't gonna ever die, which was a whole lie. Let me show you what happened. When they ate off that fruit, which is not, again, incidentally, an apple, because that whole tree and the fruit of that tree was then taken from earth eternally. No one ever knows what that fruit was, nor ever will be. If they will, it'll be on the other side of glory. But they use an apple. So if you want to use apple, we'll use an apple here for temptation. The apple here they bit off, which is our fruit of choice here today, was eaten, and because it was eaten, that was the way that seemeth right to them. And the moment they ate collectively, Eve ate first. So if Eve would have stopped eating because Adam said, wait, no, hold up. I'm not eating this here. And you shouldn't need to spit this out your mouth, woman. What is your problem? He should have said, wait a minute, now take control of it. But no, you know what she did? She took the... Every now and then when Sister Montgomery puts something up to my mouth like that. Anyway, hold up, what is this? Taste it. Taste what? I don't know, I go back to thinking about what happened with Adam. Hold up, don't just put nothing in my mouth, baby, hold up. And brothers, you need to be careful what your wives are putting in your mouth now. All right, now so he asked no questions. He just... And immediately, three things happened. He began to die in first friendship with God. Everyone that walked closely to God, were called friends of God. Enoch walked with God. He was called a friend of God. Abraham had faith, walked close with God. He was called a friend of God. Jesus says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15 and 14. So They died in friendship. Friendship. Secondly, they died in fellowship. Fellowship. Because they could no longer agree to walk together. What fellowship hath darkness with light? What fellowship hath right with wrong? What fellowship hath up with down? I mean, what fellowship hath the sovereign God with sin or sinners? So the fellowship died. And then thirdly, the faith in God died, and the faith of God died in them. The faith died. And when you don't have faith in nobody, you don't want to be around them. When you don't have faith in somebody, you don't believe their word. When you don't have faith in somebody, you don't trust what they do. When you don't have faith in somebody, you don't want them around you, and you have no desire to be around. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And with no faith in God now, because all of that had died, they weren't seeking God and his righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, listen. Death came slow but sure. Because without faith, it was futile. 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 Fruitless. Finished. Finished. And so you got to understand, the ways of death happen so subtle-like. Yes, sir. That they didn't realize that every day, every hour, every minute, and every moment, they were dying. Because they didn't realize that the wrong way produced the wrong destination. And that was death. Don't think, my brothers and sisters, that you can keep doing wrong and think that you're going to end up in life, with life, eternal life. Every decision you make is going to affect your destination, heaven or hell. You can't go to both. And you can't change your direction when you get to one. Whichever one you go to, it is there for eternity. I did not read ever anybody who made it to heaven decided to go and see what hell was all about. There is no reference, there is no record that I've ever read or heard that said that someone was in heaven walking the golden streets, came through the pearly gates, I mean, got into that place of blessed bliss and decided, you know what? I'm just tired of all this goodness. Everywhere I look, goodness, 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 rich in blessings. I want to go to hell.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery.